أن تخرج من ضيق الظلماء إلى النور، أن تولد ثانية والماضي مغفور، لحظة أن تشعر بالله في قلبك يقذف بهدى، هذا ما لا يدركه وصف وشعور.
يا الله
إني ناديتك وسعيت، إني استهديتك فهديت، بالقرآن أنرت طريقي.
My name is Eddie Rudzevic. I host the TV talk show called The Dean Show. I grew up in Chicago. I was born in New York and spent most of my life, all my life in Chicago. Have a pretty big family here. And I've been training and teaching Gracie Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Sheikh, أريد أن أعرف ما هي ديانتك وديانة أسرتك قبل هدايتك.
I would say that the concept of religion to many youth is a foreign concept because really at that age it's about just following what you want to do, your lusts and desires. It's about just getting all you can. It's about just acquiring wealth, acquiring money. That becomes a religion, a way of life upon itself. Technically if I was to put something on paper, you'd be a Muslim, but you have to also make a conscious decision. The family wasn't practicing Islam, and we know Islam means submission to the Creator, submitting your will, but we were submitting to our desires. I say alhamdulillah for my grandparents. My grandparents were practicing Islam, but my parents, they weren't.
We all the time, me and my husband pray, Eddie come to visit us in Buffalo. Sometime I take care of him. He pray with us, start to. And he have a short pants, he take my dress.
And that had a really a great impact on me. But then when I would go back home to Chicago, that would be forgotten. Ramadan would come around as I got older, and it was kind of a tradition in the Bosnian community that maybe you'd give up alcohol, but you wouldn't fast, but you would fast abstain from alcohol. But then when Ramadan was over, you're right back.
Only Ramadan. That's it, Ramadan.
Just Ramadan, that's it.
My so-called idol was Elvis Presley. The way I really think Eddie was following my steps also. He was not singer, but you know, he followed the music, show business here and there, wildlife.
شاب يعيش طيش الشباب المعتاد الذي قد يصيب غالب شباب الأمة، ولكنه استيقظ بعد زيارة عمه للعلاج الطبيعي.
Well, Eddie used to come here for treatments, and during those times we were talking about different things, and he was very young and inexperienced and didn't have much knowledge about our faith. So I was trying to guide him, and one day we were talking about different issues, and we were talking about death.
بعد هذه المرحلة، مرحلة المعاصي والذنوب والحياة اللي عشتها أنت اللي كانت خاطئة، كيف كانت بداية الهداية لك أنت؟
Well, one of the things that I really remember that stands out in my journey was a story that I heard from my sister. And she was talking to me about, in Bosnia, a son who had came to bury his mother. And as he buried his mother, he had finished, left, he had lost his wallet, his paperwork. The only logical thing was that as I was bending over, the documents fell in the qabr, in the grave. To his surprise, after he got to digging up the grave, he had saw a sight that had scared him so much. And from there, when I heard this story, to me, logically, I was like, look, that is an irrefutable fact that we are also going to be in that grave. It is a very scary moment. And that triggered something inside of me. That story really motivated, got me scared. Then I went back to my uncle and I was telling him, you know what? My sister had told me this story and you're always reminding me about this. And then what he thought it was interesting. He went back to his shelf and he picked up this book. And the book was on life, death, and the hereafter.
I thought that would be good for him to read. And I didn't really think he's gonna, you know, read it maybe a little bit, you know. But then he called me like in a few days, I don't know, 2-3 days, and he said, look, uncle, you know, I read the book, I want to bring it back to you. I said, are you sure? So he came back and he told me this really scared me, you know. So that's when I thought it was like a turning point in his life.
At one point, I was in a elevator, and we had got stuck for a bit of time, and you feel claustrophobic. And that also had triggered me to think, wow, imagine if we're getting scared, you know, being stuck in an elevator, being constricted. Many people are claustrophobic. What about that moment in the grave when we all visit? And then from there, I just really wanted to know, like, what happens after death?
أنا عن نفسي تأثرت من الموقف اللي صار لأخونا إيدي بصراحة. والله يوسف جدا تأثرت. أنا أتوقع أي شخص راح يدخل الأسانسير بعد الموقف اللي سمعناه من أخونا إيدي راح يتذكر القبر وحشته. ما أدري تأيدوني ولا لا. أي والله سبحان الله. بعد خوفك من الموت بدأ اطلاعك في الكتب الكثيرة واطلاعك على القرآن ومريت على آيات كثيرة. ما هي الآية التي هزت قلبك أنت؟
There's one ayah in the Quran, in Surah Al-An'am, where I really can connect to it, and I connected to it in my journey. And the ayah is talking about وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَلدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ
الله أكبر.
And I was trying to understand. I was like, look, I'm in this life, you know, and I'm experiencing these things, but it's not bringing that peace and solace and contentment. And I'm seeing exactly what Allah is talking about. All these people are trying to do is cut the next man out to get to the top, to outdo this person. You can see that with the celebrities that many people look out and up to. That's all it really was about material things, showing off, boasting. And at the end, you might have all the money, but you're bankrupt in the soul. And that's where I was. I was bankrupt in the soul, in the heart. But alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He guided me to Islam, and that's where the true contentment, peace, and satisfaction was.
كنت أسير الحيرة أحمل قلبا تام كان الصمت مخيفا قبل كلام الله فإذا بالرحمن قريب يسأله الحائر فيجيب أشهد أن لا رب ولا معبود سواه
إيدي لما الله سبحانه وتعالى هداه إلى الإسلام أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى الثبات ما ترك نفسه وقال خلاص الله هداني وأترك عائلتي إيدي راح حق أمه وأبوه وإخوانه وخواته وأسرته يدعوهم إلى الإسلام وإلى الهداية شوف هذا الوي السبح أبوه ترى كان صاحب ملهى ليلي تخيل سبحان الله شوف الحين ما شاء الله لحيته وسماحته ومن بعدهم شوف الحين إيدي عياله يحرص على تحفيظهم القرآن تعليمهم القرآن فكل أعمال هذه الأسرة الصالحة من صلاة وصيام وزكاة أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن تكون في ميزانه
In my house nobody pray 5 times a day, no. In the family, whole family, nobody.
I came over one day and I don't know, I just woke him up. I said, let's go. Let's go to the masjid.
I thought something happened, you know. He said, let's go for Fajr. Miracle.
And there was a masjid, Mecca masjid, right next door. But I don't know. We ended up going to MCC. It was a bigger community.
He said, we go MCC. It's more reward. You know, it's a couple of miles almost. Unbelievable. And really, then, if we can say the miracle, but I don't believe the miracle will come to me, to the prophets. But, you know, it's to me, I see Allah, mercy. But I see now today I have my Sheikh, he's my Sheikh.
Was good, not just for Eddie, but for our entire family. It's brought more peace and less problems for all of us. Generally, it's been a blessing. You know, we're very thankful to Allah.
I'm the richest and happiest person on earth that exists. today. That's how I feel. Wallahi. By no Allah, that's the best, the richness.
And I think when my father looks back, I mean, I want now, I see my children coming up. And you want them to be on a path of righteousness, of goodness, and you can't just fathom if they go astray.
ما شاء الله شيخ، الله سبحانه وتعالى من عليك بالهداية. بعد هدايتك هل حرصت على تعليم أبنائك القرآن، الصلاة، تعاليم الإسلام؟ حريص أنت على هذا الشيء؟
Absolutely. We know that when we leave, which we will leave this dunya. We will separate from this dunya. And we've been told that when we do leave, the Prophet ﷺ had told us that three things will follow us to the grave. That will be your family, your wealth, and your good deeds. And two will stay behind, but the good deeds come with you. And one of those great good deeds that also continues to work for you in this life is a righteous child.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عما يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون كلا سيعلمون.
That's a miracle of the Quran that has been memorized by kids at the young age. There's no other book like it. We know, take all the books, throw them in the ocean. The Quran is the only one that's been memorized by so many people, millions upon millions.
ثم ذهبت مع إيدي لنادي الجوجيتسو الذي أنشأه مع إخوانه في شيكاغو. ما شاء الله تبارك الرحمن، توقعت المكان أصغر من هذا الشيء، بس طلع مكان ونادي كبير ما شاء الله. أخوي إيدي، لماذا حرصت على إنشاء هذا النادي وخاصة هذه اللعبة؟
Growing up I used to like to fight and I had to channel my efforts in something positive. And I got to experience this style of martial art. I was really taken away and I got really addicted to it. And I kept training and training, became the top student, started to fly out to Brazil and train. And then I figured, man, why not do what I love?
I'm one of the head instructors here for Red Zodiac Jiu-Jitsu here in Chicago. Me and my brother started this school about 16 years ago together. So we both share the responsibilities of teaching classes, managing the students.
هؤلاء المشتركين، هؤلاء الشباب صغار منهم وكبار، تحرص على تعليمهم وإيصال تعاليم الإسلام وأخلاق الإسلام لهم.
What was originally in martial arts, we already as a Muslim we have this in Islam. If you look up, you see the hadith, the best of you are those who have the best manners and character. So we try to bring it back to the organic, the original way.
أنا سألعب معك هذه اللعبة.
Yes, would you like to try? I can show you some good techniques.
Okay, okay.
It'll be fun. All right.
وما الحياة الدنيا إلا لعب وله.
That was a good break, wasn't it? Now you can go back to what you're doing. Assalamu alaikum, peace.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله تبارك الرحمن. أنا قاعد أصور الشيخ إيدي وهو اللي قاعد يصورنا بنفس الوقت، وما شاء الله هو عنده ما شاء الله برنامج اسمه مشهور جدا اسمه The Dean Show، تقريبا صور 500 حلقة. ما دام إحنا موجودين معاك شيخ هني في شيكاغو، لازم نحضر معاك للاستوديو ونشوف تصويرك. تمام؟
Yes. Let's go to the studio. You ready?
Okay.
Okay.
ما شاء الله أخي إيدي، كيف بدأت فكرة هذا البرنامج؟
2006 I was preparing to go to Hajj. A lot of steps in Hajj. So I have one Sheikh, Sheikh Muhammad, over by my place, and we put together a panel. And we had a discussion asking the questions because it was me and a couple other brothers who were going to come with me to Hajj. And from here, we made it kind of like a talk show sit-down setup. And we were asking the Sheikh about Hajj. We recorded it, made it nice and sweet, short. And then from there, the Sheikh really liked it. And it's been over 10 years now, 500 plus episodes, alhamdulillah. And from there, we started off putting it out on the internet. And we got involved with CAN TV, here in Chicago. They've been great. I'm Eddie, host of The Dean Show, and to everybody all over the globe, thank you for supporting The Dean Show. Thank you for sharing our programs. Hidayah is in the hands of the Creator, Allah. We cannot guide people, but Allah has instructed all of us to go ahead and the little that we know to pass it along, to pass it along to humanity. That's the least that we can do. And I've seen that, alhamdulillah, this has changed my life. And when I saw the impact that it had, not only on my life, but other people's lives.
MashaAllah, tabarak al-Rahman, برنامج أخونا إيدي جميل جدا. لكن اللي عجبني أكثر والأجمل أن برنامجه يعرض بشكل أسبوعي على هذه القناة, قناة غير إسلامية. هني في أمريكا لو هو عرض برنامجه في قناة إسلامية كان ما راح يشوفه إلا المسلمين. ولكن حرص, وهذه الحكمة في الدعوة, أن يعرض برنامجه على قناة غير إسلامية علشان غير المسلمين يشاهدون ما هو الإسلام وما هي تعاليم الإسلام حتى يهتدوا بإذن الله إلى دين الله سبحانه وتعالى. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى الثبات والتوفيق.
في كتاب الله قلبي صار حي وبحياتي صار
نور. I don't speak English.
Say it in Arabic.
How do you show?
Yeah, we have. Well, go ahead.
Go ahead. I can make it.
اني معاه من عرفتا صارت ايامي هنا نور في الظلمه في الضيقه ساعه كل ما اتلوه
الاثنين بوكل عقلهم الاثنين الاثنين يا جماعه مش عارف اشتغل بصراحه
من عرفتا صارت ايامي هنا
ومن And I'm going
to check America, huh? Yeah, now we are in America and make interview with my brother.
So coming soon, the Dean Show to guide us.
Inshallah.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Assalamu
أدعوكم لترشيح أفضل المشاريع الدعوية في خدمة الإسلام من وجهة نظركم, سواء كان شخص أو موقع إلكتروني أو كتاب أو مركز دعوي. ما هو المشروع الذي تعتقد أنت أنه أفاد الإسلام وأقنع الكثير من غير المسلمين في دخول الإسلام؟ ما هو المشروع الذي أنت ترشحه ليتم تكريمه من قبل موقع نون الإلكتروني؟ أرسل ترشيحك الآن.